afternoon. This is your host, Joy Brown, with the Pastors for Punt TV Studio. Our CEO is Joseph Collins. Thank you on behalf of our company, Punt TV Studio. You're joining us again for an awesome talk with some phenomenal people. And today we have a returning guest, but guess what? He's not in the pulpit, but he's a pastor. And that's our subject today, is not all pastors are in the pulpit. For this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And then just to add on for a special incentive for you to know and give God the praise for making this day and you acknowledging that He is the one that made it. And we're glorifying you, we're exhorting you in this day, and we're glad that you make it. We're going to rejoice. We're going to keep rejoicing because the 25 says, "Say now, I beseech thee, O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity." Oh, wow. Send now prosperity. We're not asking for a delayed. We want you to send now. And as we submit our requests and our prayers to the one that made this day, how awesome and what pleasure he get in answering our prayers. So, with that being said, we have a special guest on our show today. And our guest is Larry Broussard. And again, today's topic, just for a starter, is not all pastors are in the pulpit. But let me give you just a little bit about our guest today so you can see what we're talking about. Meet this CEO and principal consultant, Larry Broussard of It Is Intelligent Technology Integration Solution, LLC. He's located at 5448 Crenshaw Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 9043, in the heart of the next level of technology. He's making the IT work. Background. Now, Mr. CEO, I know he doesn't like me calling him that. He's just an average guy, but it's so brilliant. Beyond. No, he is not a novice by far. He was established in September 2004 by a 33-year globe-trotting senior information analyst, system engineer, database manager, software designer, solution architect, the next level of technical expertise. That's what we have on our line today. So just to give you just a tidbit of what he is and where he's going and who we are as It Is, I'm going to bring our guest on today so we can hear from his mouth what he has and what he's doing in technology for today. Larry, how are you?
I'm doing well, Joy, and thank you for having me again.
Well, you know what? It wouldn't be right if I didn't ask you.
Okay.
But I have some great information. I'm looking at some things. Of course, you know, I always kind of review people's bio to see where they come from, see where they're going. And I have just something about you. Again, I'm going to ask you just to reiterate who we are, meaning It Is.
Well, It is sort of a dream that I had still going for quite a while, and sort of the realization of that dream in the form of a new way to envision and also take advantage of technology in the world today. I've been working with technology for over 33 years, and I've had a love-hate relationship with it, but through it all, it has been a meaningful part of my own personal sustainability, and more especially, it opened doors and gave me travel through, you know, much of the world. So it is a culmination of what I learned, encountered, dealt with, built, designed, programmed. It all comes together with Intelligent Technology Integration Solution, LLC. We make IT work.
That is phenomenal. Now, it says over three decades of IT system acquisition, design, engineering, operation, support, delivery, experience to small and mid-sized businesses, and to federal, state, local government, nationwide, and internationally. This is you?
Yes. I worked as a consultant for much of that time, most of the time independent, and really it was a time in technology when if you knew what you were doing, you were in high demand. So I was in high demand much of my technology career. Now, just to keep in line with the thought of what your focus is for today, I was also pastoring, which, you know, was in and of itself a challenge, aside from the challenges that a constantly moving career provided. So I learned a lot about a lot of different places, and because of the opportunities I had even to serve the church, I got to understand a lot of the different types of conditions that so many people face, especially people who live in the communities in which I served, and, you know, communities from where I lived. So I took a very serious turn after, for the ninth time, you know, I went to work for corporate America only to have my personal job sold by another company to another company overseas. I decided this time that I would just simply start my own business. And
so,
the thing is, I was able to make a difference.
Right. So you're telling me you was juggling two careers, pastoring and also being IT.
That's correct. And if you think about it, I was raising a family too, so it was quite a bit. It was quite a challenge to me physically as well.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
Now I could do it all. Because what I'm trying to do at It is make a difference for people, but a tangible difference in their lives using information technology as the change agent.
Okay. Yes. Now, I like this says what we do, and it says a vision statement, making it work, and I'm going to read the vision. The vision, because I know that's the vision to give the people perspective of what you see. And this is what you see. It says, use technology and the IT industry as change agent. And then it says, urban focus, urban solution, global reach, local change, train and hire. Now, I got to stop right there. So you're talking about massive employment here in the U.S. and in our local community?
Well, as the opportunity presented itself, to be sure. See, what I'm saying with this whole IT, and it's not making it work, it's making IT work.
Yes.
See, IT is information technology. So, is you know, our slogan here, is making IT work. And we're not just talking about making your computer work. Yes, I could take a laptop completely apart to the screws, nuts, and bolts, and put it back together and make sure everything is right in the meantime. But what I'm talking about is making the IT world itself, begin to transform lives. Because let me give you a good example. I have a device that delivers television content better than cable TV, and it doesn't need cable TV, and it does not need the internet because it brings its own internet. But that's just technology that could change people's budgets. Now you don't have to pay $300 or $400 a month for home entertainment. You buy the box one time and you're good. But that's technology making a difference in people's home budgets. But the thing is, with this kind of a solution strategy or with solutions that make a difference, it's going to open up new marketplaces and new opportunities for business growth and development. What I believe is with IT, we can make make difference in lives, hiring people for sale, anything from sales to production and programming, marketing, distribution, every aspect of any business strategy. And we're talking about wealth creation as a result. Because when we're talking about making IT work, we can make it work anywhere, which means we can make it grow and develop as a franchisable solution anywhere and make difference in any lives anywhere because the solution is in IT. IT made a difference to me all my life. I live very well because of information technology. But I see how so many people could have a better life simply if they knew how to program. Or I see people who have the ability to put audio and video together, but they don't know how to take it to the marketplace in order to make it work for them. Well, that's another IT solution strategy. That's what we call rich media production. We help people deliver their artistic content to the market. And that's putting IT to work.
Okay, so you're not talking about a cable box. You're talking about getting rid of cable.
Oh, yeah. It is cloud TV? Yeah, that gets rid of cable altogether.
Wow, this is something. Okay, now it also says vet tech, training and mentoring programs. I'm interested in this because we understand about veterans coming home and they're not receiving the benefits that they're due after serving our country. So assisting veterans to become gainfully employed within the vast expanse called information technology. Win-win. How do you do that?
Well, vet tech really is just another idea that I have to sort of give back to those who served our country. I'm one. So, my company, it is a disabled veteran business. And in addition to that recognition, and we appreciate the certification and I'm thankful and grateful for the opportunity to serve. But what we want to do is give back to the veterans as well. So I'm always talking to people who are coming in who are looking for the opportunity to be a part of, something that's real, a solution strategy that works. And so I put together the program called the Vet Techs Program. And the idea is to take the veteran through a comprehensive process so that they can learn or understand any aspect of information technology that might fit their skill set. And that's why I call it the vast expanse, because IT is not just building computers or writing programs. It's anything that includes or involves technology. It even includes marketing and sales if you prefer to just deal with people. The idea is that IT is a marketplace into itself where with the right skills developed within a person, they can provide a sustainable lifestyle and income for themselves and for their families. So I'm trying to give something back to the veterans.
Awesome. Well, listen, we're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to come back because I have more that I want to cover in this interview. Of course, Mr. Larry is going to be with us for a couple of days because there's so much here that I want people to know about.
This is a Queen Vander Power Nugget.
Hi, here is another Power Nugget. Did you know our work, our actions, our business deals should be done in a spirit of excellence? Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 through 24 lets us know, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily, with passion, vitality, inspiration, as to the Lord, and not unto men. For there is a reward of inheritance, because we serve the Lord Christ.
This is a Queen Vander Power Nugget.
Did you know that it is by design that we aspire for greatness? Don't allow fear or insecurity to delay the inevitable. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4 lets us know you, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world.
Thank you. This is your host, Joy Brown, with the Pastors for Punch TV studio. And our subject today is not all pastors are in the pulpit. And as I was stating on the notes today, I believe like this is the next level that we're going to see for a lot of churches, you know, where pastors are not going to be directly behind the pulpit where you come in and you're greeting them at the door. Things are changing now, and the demands for pastors to come outside the walls are coming into businesses where you can meet everyday people that you can help and get their lives on the right target. Also, you know, I just know that God has a greater, like the Bible says, the harvest is ripe, but the labors are few. And a lot of pastors that are basically not in the pulpit now, they're in businesses. They're in thriving businesses. And it's nothing wrong with that, because they're still using their service to help people. And this is one of the pastors that I have online, Larry Broussard, managed the church, Hughes Church, and also managed his business at the same time. But he see the greater need is right here in the community. How do you get the community to go to the churches now? You got to go to the community now to get the church. Isn't that something? The church is in the community. So you offer something, and that's how you gather it in. They're out in the field, and we need to go to the field. So that's what he's doing. He's made an availability to open a door, and using a common denominator. And that has to do with, most people are so involved with entertainment, TV, television, technology, and that's what he's doing. So, Larry, I'm reading something else that I really like. It says, making IT work, but your vision focus. It says, engage capability to expand technology footprints in uncharted markets in otherwise undeserved communities, urban, rural, third world, global, to help shrink the digital divide, bridging the gap. I love that.
Well,
that,
yeah,
is,
that's
that's like a nut in a nutshell, busted wide open, you know?
Well, it says a lot. It says a whole lot in it. Well, it would be easier to just reread it than it would be to try to break it down, because it's, you know, it's a It's a pretty power-packed word. Now, the whole matter, though, is IT makes a difference, and I believe the marketplace in which I serve is an underserved market, not undeserved, mm-hmm. underserved. Mm-hmm. You know,
okay.
And the reason is simple.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have capital and the money and the resources in our communities that exist in other communities. And so we have to make IT work here. What I have a saying, old technology lives in the hood because we don't have the resources to buy new technology. Now, if people had jobs, then they could be able to buy more to make life easier for them. But in the meantime, it's an underserved market just waiting
mm-hmm.
to be to. That's right. It's waiting to be used. So I'm trying to bridge the gap and make a difference. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So what you're doing this, because it sounds like a lot to me, that you're making available for to bring other people in the business, because the ideas you have to be filtered through others, also like-minded like yourself. And that's what's so great about what you're doing, because you know this is something that has been given to you, and you have to bring others into it because you can't do it by yourself.
Oh, yes, no doubt. As a matter of fact, the way I see it, everybody gets to eat. So, and we're the only group, if you would, that don't eat as well as the others. But we
mm-hmm.
need to have ways to create our own wealth. And so, what I see is a strategy that's going to exploit technology and then sort of reinvent a whole new industry. I don't want to, spill the beans or anything, but, we're looking at a solution strategy right now that's going to create opportunities for real wealth accumulation in our communities, just with an understanding of what it's bringing to the market. And
I love it.
We're only months away from that.
I love it. And I'm included in this. This is so good about it.
Yes, no doubt. Well, the thing is, I know at that point in time we're going to need the help. And so we're excited about the possibilities. I live in a world where God is real. We walk on by faith each day. But one of the challenges we have as Christians, and I think this is true to form, we're so caught up and inundated with those things that tie us down, those burdens and those personal sins that keep us twisted, and that we can never grow in grace. See, and when you're growing in grace, that the goodness and the mercy that's supposed to follow you does. And we just simply need to learn how to walk each day by faith.
Each day.
Each day. There's no time for no honeymoon hideout and no breaks from our marriages. And there's no timeout periods. This walk is a daily walk. But when you walk it every day, He blesses you every day. And I'm not just talking about the tangible considerations that I'm talking about real living in life. And it's a beauty to behold. And a blessing to be sure.
Well, you said something that's very interesting. I had to bring it up, and I don't always like to do that. But the devil don't take breaks.
Yeah. Okay.
He don't have no breaks. He's
that's
consistently.
Right. And if he can get you to take
moment,
one break,
taking advantage of our
mishap.
Yeah.
I'll wait for you.
Huh?
I was going to wait for you. You're the host. I'm filled up with that. Because I just think, we need to be more serious about our walk with the Lord. And our work with the Lord. We think that going to church on Sunday is all we got to do. Except for some of us, but too many of us, that's all we do.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. So, I love this program. I really do. I came up on it and I fought. I'm gonna tell you what I did. I didn't fight the CEO, but in my spirit, because I didn't know what it was gonna do, how it's supposed to be, but it has taken a complete different turn for me. And having different guests that come on, because I was trying to put it in a certain mold of what the show was going to be like, but I see now God has something totally different. And you said a very target word. It's going to spiral us into a different avenue of financial accountability.
Yeah, not just financial, spiritual, you know.
He's
calling God's people to point, because we complain and fear for lives that we create ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And if we stop and consider His word, so many things we would stop doing, and there's so many better things that we would be able to do as a result.
That's so true.
Yes.
Well,
so, yeah, to me, yes, it is accountability.
Mm-hmm.
The opportunity, once
mm-hmm.
you begin to really take the Lord at His word and do it like He says, you begin to see opportunity just before you. All the time, because He makes you to lie down in a green pasture. Sometimes He literally has to make us.
Right, exactly.
Because if we were left around, we would kill ourselves.
Now, this show is going to be continued on tomorrow, which is Thursday, and also Friday. But I want, I guess, to know, there's a contact number that we can get in contact with you. What number is that?
I could be reached at my location at 323-348-4900. That is, it is. That's our business number, 323-348-4900.
And what's your website?
Oh, the website. Oh, there, to be sure. Website is easy, www.itisllc.com. www.itisllc.com.
Excellent. Well, listen, audience and friends and those that have tuned into our show on today, not all pastors are in the pulpit. Isn't that good to know? You can find a pastor in the business that is able to turn and spiral your life around, and the promises that God has for you are a yay and amen. But I'm going to have to end this show today. We do thank you again, Larry Roussard, for coming on our show. And it is LLC. And anyone that wants to contact us, you can go on my Facebook and look for Joy Brown, either Joy in the House. Listen, we'll talk to you on tomorrow at the same time at 3 o'clock Pacific. Call a friend and let them know we have some awesome, awesome guests on our line for the next 2 days. Thank you, and you have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you, Larry.
Well, thank you, and I had fun. Thank you very much.
Awesome.